Rena, how's it going? This is Dennis over here with Think of Cardiff.
Hi.
Hey there. Got good news. I just got you guys approved, so I wanted to kind of go over everything with you if I could.
Okay, here, give me one sec. Let me get me some paper, and that way I can note all this down. Alrighty. So what's going on?
So just a couple things. Obviously, there are a few issues with the credit, and it's not really that Greg has bad credit. It's just that he doesn't have a lot of established credit. Uh-huh. He doesn't use his credit a lot, and there's very little comparable debt on there other than a mortgage. And the mortgage was, you know, something they don't really compare comparable debt with. Comparable debt would mean something that is in the ballpark of what you guys are trying to purchase. So the payment actually comes out to $596.64 per month.
$596.
Yep, $596.64.
Uh huh.
So that's your monthly payment. There's no, you don't have to put any money down. So I think you guys are expecting to have to put some money down. So good news there. However, they are requiring the first month's and last month's payment up front, but that goes towards the loan, obviously.
Okay.
So so it'd be 596 times two, and I think there's a doc fee that's probably around like $500 or something like that, just so they can legally provide the documents as well. So I'd expect to have to pay around probably around anywhere from 1,800 to 2,000 initially, with just a check.
So the first month and the last month have to be put up front.
Right.
So that'd be $1,193.28.
So it's, yeah, $596.64 times two. So yeah, $1,193.28. Plus there's probably a doc fee or so. I'd say, hopefully it's not more than 500, but I'm just going to estimate around 500. So you're looking at probably around 1700 as the initial check, but it'll be on the loan documents when I get those generated.
And what's that 500 or the estimated 500 for?
That's for a doc fee. It's a documentation fee. So they can legally make the documents. It's just a fee they charge, like an admin fee or doc fee. I honestly don't agree with it, but there's nothing I can do about it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's just, It's approximately that. I don't know. It's different on every loan approval. It shouldn't. I'm hoping it's not even that much because it's a smaller loan amount. If it was like $50,000 or something like that, I mean, I just had one that was for $65,000. Their total doc fee was around $1,200. So it's usually, you know, it coincides with the actual. It coincides with the actual the loan amount itself.
Okay.
But, so that's good news. I think you guys are expecting to have to put some money down, and you don't have to. All I really need at this point is a copy of Greg's driver's license, his CDL.
Uh-huh.
An avoided check.
Uh-huh. What's the avoided check for?
Just to make sure that we have the accounting number and routing number set up.
Okay.
But actually, don't worry about, if you have a copy of the voided check, yes, I know they request it. I really don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me. What they'll actually do on the loan documents is they'll give you an option. Usually they give you an option to either pick on the 1st or the 15th of when you want to make the payment. Obviously, the first payment, you're already making the first payment.
So it would be taken off to the second month?
Right.
Okay.
So all I really need for you to do on your end is just give me a copy of his CDL.
Uh-huh.
And a voided check, and I can request the loan documents. I should have those hopefully available for you guys today. And we'll try to get this done for you as soon as possible. I'll get in touch with Sean over at Utility Trailers and get a copy of the title. The front and the back of the title. So we'll actually do the titling for you guys. Or actually, I think they may want to do the titling, but we'll figure that out when we cross that bridge.
Okay.
And then also, I just need a copy of the insurance as well. I don't need that right now, but if you want to start getting a copy of the accord letter.
Mommy!
Well, hold off on that because there's. Hold off on it now, actually, because in the loan documents, it'll have an actual page that shows you how they need the insurance to read.
Uh-huh.
And we can just contact the agent that you guys have at that time and then explain to them what we need. But it would be an accord letter, but don't worry about it for now.
Okay.
But I believe
a copy of the insurance.
I wouldn't worry about it for now. All they really need is a copy of the it just says all insurance requirements met prior to funding.
Okay.
And so they'll actually provide something with the loan documents that shows what is available there.
Okay.
But congrats, you guys. I'm happy I was able to get this done for you. Everything else sound good?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm actually satisfied with all your hard work and your patience with me because I'm running around and sometimes can't get back to you quickly, but thank you.
No, not a problem. Yeah, you can give me a good review at the end of the deal.
All right. I will.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll get a hold of Sean over at Utility Trailers and get a copy of that title to you.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.